And good morning. We're now at 8:34 from Information Radio Quicks and Quicks FM, also online at CentralMoInfo.com. And we're joined live by Centralia Superintendent Darren Ford on this kind of a dreary and we had a little bit of an icy start to the morning. How are you doing, Darren?
Doing great, Bob. How are you?
All right. I got to ask you, I know what it's like on this end when this kind of thing happens. What's it like for an administrator having to make this call?
Well, it's really hard. You know, I've only done it once, so I haven't had a lot of experience, but it was...
By the way, before we get into that, I'm actually talking about the school being called off. How tough a call is that?
Okay. Well, you know, it's a hard thing to do. Last night, for instance, we felt like we could go with snow routes, and then we started getting that drizzle last night, and we had so much snow in the first place that I ended up calling it off this morning. So it's hard, and some calls are easier than others, but I think as just a general rule of thumb, I've always wanted to err on the side of caution and safety. So that's usually what I try to do.
All right, let's talk about one of the other reasons we're having you on today. I know the school board did meet last night, and we haven't had a chance to talk off the air, but was anything talked about concerning you last night?
Well, I have submitted my letter to retire, and the board accepted that last night, and so I'll be retiring at the end of the year.
How tough a decision was that for you and your family to make?
Well, it was really hard. There's a lot to think about. You know, we've been here for a long time, and people in the community of Centralia is just a really special place. So there was a lot of discussion about it, especially over the holiday season. But we just felt like it was time for me to go and do something, you know, with my family and friends. And it just is... been a pleasure to be here, and I just felt like it was time.
How long have you been at Centralia? I know you were there even before becoming superintendent.
I have been at Centralia for 19 years as administrator. I came in 2000 as the high school principal, and then moved over to the superintendent job in 2006. So it's been 19 altogether, but in the last 13 as superintendent.
So what have some of the highlights, Darren, been for you during that run, especially as superintendent?
Well, I think early on in my career, I believe that one of the big things that I got I was blessed to be a part of was putting together Champion Academy with the help of Bobby Tetley. We were able to talk to the community and the school board about the need for an alternative school in Centralia. And guys, it's been successful now for 15 years. Then I would say the other big highlight would be when I became superintendent, we were able to pass the bond to build the intermediate school out on Lakeview Street, which houses our third, fourth, and fifth graders. And it's been incredible what's happened out there as far as, you know, the recreation has been followed, and then there's a huge housing development out there now, and it used to be just the fields of corn that's out there. So it's been really an exciting thing to see our community grow and thrive around that school in that area.
So what are you and your family going to be doing once you officially retire at the end of the year?
Well, we've got a farm in northern Sheridan County, and we call it a farm. It's about 20 acres of land, but we're going to build a lake up there, and we're probably going to eventually move up there, although I plan to stay probably in the two places for a while. I've got nephews that are still in school here in Centralia. My brother and his family live here. And also, it's hard to leave so many friends. It's hard to leave a community that's been around for so long. But we're going to go up there. We've got a farmhouse up there that we're going to work on. And I'm probably going to build a lake. And Actually, Bob, just last night, my son had a child, so I thought of it for the first time as of about midnight last night. So there's that, too. I'll be doing a lot of family.
All right, so being a grandfather's got to be a lot of fun. Hey, how excited are you and your family about that?
Oh, it's great. It was very exciting last night to welcome him into the world. And I've told people, you know, I've been okay at a lot of things in my life. But I've been great at things because I'm not married.
All right. Hey, before we let you go, from a technical standpoint, how does the board go about identifying your successor then?
Well, the board voted last night to use MSBA as the search agent, basically, for this search for the superintendent. So they met last night and talked about things like length of contract and how much the compensation would be. And so a flyer will go out to schools all over the state of Missouri, and it'll be about our school and all the great things that our community has to offer. And so at that point, then people will start applying for the job, and they'll move forward then with interviews. I think they're going to try to follow a timeline somewhere around closing the applications on February 15th, and hoping to make a hire around March 1st.
All right, you are so much fun to work with, Darren, too. I got to ask you, put in a plug for the district. Why would someone want to become superintendent at Centralia?
Well, I think the most important thing to me, I think, in my career at Centralia is the dedication to excellence. I just really feel like that there's nothing that we do that we don't try to be the very best or the best at. And there's also a sense of pride in our school that I think is pretty rare. We have a panther that's an emblem in the floor at the high school, and you can go there on any day and there won't be one kid that will step on that. They'll disappear to each side of it. And so I think that's a rare thing in this day and age. And I think, you know, just excellence and pride in the school district is something that I'm really proud of that we still have. And I know a lot of districts in this area do. And I think that's something that I think should attract people to Centralia.
Darren, I can tell you they don't come any finer. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Good luck to you and your family, and enjoy being a grandfather more than anything else.
Hey, Bob, I really appreciate it. It's been great to have a relationship with you, and you guys do an outstanding job there at the radio station.
All right, Centralia Superintendent Darren Ford, we're going to let him go. Thanks so much for joining us today on Quicksland This Morning, and we'll have more coming up in just a moment.